Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Born in Auckland, this guy, well, Matthew Allen, is an emerging Sydney-based painter here, and he completed a Masters of Visual Arts degree in 2006. He joins us on today's program. How are you, Michael? You're looking very,
I'm very good.
Looking very bemused there.
But I always think it's always hard to interview an artist on the radio because unless you've got the artwork in front of you,
Pulling in a piece of your art.
I've got it here online. And look, you could be the next Mark Rothko. Who knows? We could be talking to the next big thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I could just start charging $75 mil for a painting.
What I'm saying there? Because art is such a visual thing. In terms of radio, sometimes it's very hard.
Theatre of the mind, Michael. Can you paint a picture on the radio?
Well, also, Matthew's pieces
are very...
Well, how would you describe Matthew? You're the artist.
They're subtle gradations, tonal paintings, really. So the basic one is just two colours that kind of shift into each other.
How do you do them? Is it with a roller or a brush or how?
No, it's with a brush and it's with oil paint that's being thinned down until it's basically like the consistency of water. And I will paint the entire canvas and then overnight it flows down and kind of dries as it's flowing. And that's how I create the shifts in tone.
Now, how long have you been working on this type of artwork?
This process, probably since 2004.
Oh, wow. For quite a while.
It's a very dedicated kind of process, yeah.
And how long did it take to perfect?
I don't think it's perfected yet.
Oh, really? It's a work in progress, is it?
Still going. Yeah, yeah. It's always finding different ways of working with it or changing. There's about five things I mix into the medium.
Right.
So I play with ratios to try and, get different effects.
So can it's a little bit like KFC. There's a secret ingredient.
Five secret herbs and spices, not 11.
Can you describe for the listener, though, like in terms of your art? I mean, there are artists who paint, portraits and things like that. Your art is very the opposite to that.
It is.
What do you say to people when they look at your art sometimes and they think, that's interesting?
Yeah.
People would think they could do it themselves. That's what I'm trying to say.
Definitely. I've had people ask me when I'm going to finish the paintings as they're up in the gallery on the wall.
How does that make you feel as an artist?
I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I know that there are people that get it, and I know that there are people that give it the five-second glance.
Yeah.
So,
And is that because they just don't understand it, or it doesn't catch their attention?
It's interesting with such simple work that it can be kind of difficult in a way, like... You can say, okay, there's nothing there, or you can say, yes, there's very subtle things going on within the structure of the painting that maybe you have to look at it for a while to see it.
And so, where does most of your art go? I can imagine it in beautiful beach houses and stuff like that.
I think at the moment it is mainly for houses. That's pretty much it, which is good. I think they're objects to be lived with.
So when you're creating your art, do you think where it will end up? Do you have a vision like this is going to be for corporates or this is going to be for people at home?
No, not really.
For everybody.
It's more just the concerns of what's going on the painting itself rather than where it might end up.
In terms of the colour palette, do you find the process, you almost become a colourist and applying and, the range of colours that in the end you're never quite 100% sure what you're going to get, or is that...
Definitely.
That's what the process is about.
It is, and it's also interesting. Sometimes I go in with a very set idea of what colour relationship I want, and it won't happen, and I will consider the work a failure, but I've had instances where I've left the painting for a couple of months, thinking I was going to throw it out, and have come in to the studio and really liked it, and you just have to kind of let go of your original intention because it's become something else, which is still valid.
Matthew, thanks for joining us today and shedding some light on your art. Yeah,
I've got to tell you, until I sort of started talking to you and then I've gone online and look, your art looks amazing. So well done.
Thank you, mate. Thanks. Pleasure.
Okay.
Now, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.